rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Hello, hello, hello. Thanks for stopping by. This is Stephanie at Relentless You. Thanks for coming in for this listen. I don't know, I just felt like singing that song. It was the song from the Carpenters. I think it was just called Rainy Day. But the lyrics start, you know, the hook kind of starts with rainy days and Mondays always get me down. And I want to talk about a very sensitive topic. I want to talk about depression. But first, let me say, I am not a doctor. I am not a clinical psychiatrist. I am in none of those professions. So I want to say that if you feel deeply depressed and your thoughts and your depression is leading you to thoughts of suicide, please reach out to family members, loved ones, friends, or make a call to the suicide hotline. Having said that, I'm going to talk about depression in a way that I understand it, because I think that depression is very impactful, as we all know it to be. But I'm going to link it to what we do as being relentless towards our goals and our dreams, and how depression can really kind of infiltrate into not just our psyche, but into our behaviors and what we do when we are working towards our dreams and our goals. I think we all have a fair ideal of what depression is or can be. I think sometimes depression is situational, where a situation doesn't appear to be working out, and so depression kind of creeps in, that sadness, that foreboding, you know, you kind of get down on yourself, like, why is this happening to me, or why isn't this happening to me or for me? And that depression leads to, you know, questions, lead to thoughts of like, it's not working. Then you kind of get down. I think it's like a domino effect of various different feelings that can lead to feelings of depression. And sometimes depression can be a short term, and sometimes it becomes chronic, right? So something that lasts for a very long time, we can kind of find ourselves sitting in that position of depression or sadness, however one wants to describe it. But I think when we're talking about our dreams and our goals, it can become almost chronic, because you could have been working on something for years and years and years to get there, and you haven't seen it come to fruition. And you begin to examine all of the efforts you've made, all of the misgivings, all of the money you've invested, all of the time, and you still haven't seen that thing take off. So now you can begin to feel depressed about it. You begin to view yourself in a derogatory way, almost as if something about yourself is reflective, you know, of your successes. And I know that it's very hard for us not to tether ourselves to our successes, because after all, it's us. It's me, right? It's me. I'm in control of what's going on. I'm putting myself out there. I'm spending the money. I am, you know, doing the craft or whatever it is. So quite naturally, you know, all fingers, all roads, you know, all arrows point back at self. And you begin to second guess yourself. And that can really lead us down a slippery slope to where not only do we might just want to give up with what we're doing, we might just want to give up everything. And I don't necessarily mean give up life, but just give up trying, because I'm depressed. I'm just too sad about it. I've done all these things. I've tried all these things. Nothing's coming of it. I'm just wasting my time, wasting my money, wasting my energies. And I feel stupid. I get that. And I'm not here to offer any type of quick fix, because I don't think things should just be passe. I don't think things should just be something that ties up in a neat bow, like at the end of a movie. Oh, it all worked out, you know, for Tina and John, and you know, everything worked out, you know, in 2 hours, you know. Or you watch one of those great sitcoms, and at the end of an hour-long show, you know, Gene really understands the power of trying, or whatever the case may be. Because this is real life. Okay, we're not living a sitcom. Everything doesn't tie up in a neat little bow. But what I will say is this, and I hope it has some type of weight or garner some type of impact, that we don't want to make permanent decisions based on temporary things. We don't want to make permanent decisions based on temporary things. What do I mean by that? We don't want to permanently make a decision that is irrevocable, right? We can't take it back. Whereby we've made, you know, an ultimate decision to disengage in some kind of way, or, you know, remove ourselves in some kind of way where you can't take that back based on something that's temporal, like success. Success is, for lack of a better way to put it, success has many different definitions. The success of life to one person is, I grew up, I wanted to have a family, I wanted to have a home, and I wanted to just have my family and just enjoy that nucleus right there. Someone else might be like, I wanted to grow up, I wanted to be a lawyer, and I wanted to, you know, be a partner at this law firm. Well, I've been working for years, I'm not that partner, what's going on? You know, two people using the same terminology, success, but that image of what success looks like is different to each person. And that success can shift at any time. A goal at work can change at any time. You can find success, maybe not even at that job. Maybe you apply somewhere else, go somewhere else and find your success. Maybe that business that you started didn't do well this year, but you don't make a decision permanently to say either, A, I'm pulling the plug on this whole thing. We don't know if success is around the corner, but you got to walk. You got to take the steps to get to that next turn, to see what the outcome is going to be. In church, there was a saying that I would hear people say all the time. I don't know if I ever heard a senior say this, but I will always hear people say, oh, you know, the mother of the church or the older person in the church would say, I'm going to run on to see what the end's going to be. That's a kind of a powerful statement. I'm going to run on to see what the end's going to be. In other words, as long as my feet have movement and there's still a tomorrow, I'm going to keep moving to see what the end's going to be. Now, this is a weird thing that I get into sometimes. Sometimes when I'm watching a movie and it's so intense, I find myself doing a very terrible thing. Sometimes I actually Google it, try to see the Wikipedia, try to see if everything's going to work out or how it's going to play out. And quite frankly, there have been times when it saved me from continuing on to watch a movie for another hour that was going to end like stupid. Like, oh God, I can just stop watching it now. This isn't going where I thought it was going to go. But in real life, we don't have a way to jump to the end. There are people who read sometimes the end of the book because they just can't stand it. They just need to know. And that's the beauty of a book or a movie or anything like that. Especially now with technology, we can find this information out very easily. What's the end going to be? But in our own lives, we don't have that privilege. We don't know. We have to believe that the end will be good. We have to believe that the latter sometimes will be better you know, than our current situation. We have to actually do the daily work. And isn't that just so overwhelming sometimes to think about? But every day is really a gift. As they say, you're living in the present. It's a present. You know, we don't really know what tomorrow brings, but as a person, you have to keep running your race to see what that's going to be. Maybe that business does need to close. Maybe that journey you're on does need to come to an end and morph into something else. But morphing and turning into something else doesn't have to be a negative. We only need to think about the butterfly and the caterpillar. You know, the caterpillar's going along. You think he really wants to find himself in a cocoon-like state. I mean, let's just, you know, use our own imagination. Obviously, we can't commune with the, you know, insect world, or at least I can't. I don't know if there are people out there that are into those studies. Maybe they know a little bit more, so I don't want to jump down that road. But just imagine that, you know, he's going along. He's a caterpillar. That's his life. All of a sudden, this metamorphosis begins to take place, and I could almost imagine as a human being that I don't want to be here. That's not what I do, man. I get down on the ground and I, you know, I do what I'm doing here. Now, all of a sudden, life has this interruption of change. But we know the beauty. We know the beauty of what's going to happen with that caterpillar. What he's going to turn into, he's going to turn into a beautiful butterfly. And isn't that beautiful? Now we all get to enjoy him. Or however you want to put it. And that insect gets to enjoy a new rebirth. Sometimes depression is that journey to rebirth. Not the journey to the end. Not to let it draw you down all the way down. Go back to one of my former talks where we talked about affirmations. When you feel yourself, when you feel that those dominoes are starting to click over into sadness on this little way to depression, start reaffirming yourself. Talk to people around you. You'd be surprised how many people will actually are encouraged and inspired by what you've been doing and trying. Because some people want to try themselves, but they don't know how. And they've been watching you for quite some time labor at that thing that you love and enjoy. Don't put all of you into the thing that you do. Because just because it failed or is not succeeding the way you define success is no reflection on who you are and the stuff you're made of, the person that you are, this jewel, this gem that we've all been able to be blessed. See, we don't always have to know one another, but we all affect one another. I'm sure you've heard of a scientific terminology where they talk about the butterfly effect. You know, you remove the butterfly and it makes all these catastrophic changes. Well, we're all that butterfly. We all make an impact. Someone in India is making an impact on your life right now. You don't know how. We don't see how. But we are all connected in that great way. So even when you're depressed, don't remove yourself from that cycle. Because in that cycle, there's change. In that cycle, there's growth. There is tomorrow. Run on to see what the end's going to be. Today is not the day to say it's over. Today may be the day to say, I need to reinvent myself because I'm a creator. It's not over until it's absolutely over. And that over is not always going to be your call. But allow yourself that opportunity to change and grow. Depression is a thief. Depression is a thief. because it lays us aside, right? It's like being sideswiped. Your car is out of commission. You know, it can't get right. It can't get itself back on track because depression has come along and derailed you. I remember hearing one of the speakers I really enjoy, which is Les Brown. He spoke of his depression and he said he parked right there. And that's a great way to look at it, because here's the thing. If you can acknowledge or recognize your depression, you can do something about that. He realized that he had parked and sat right there in that thing. When we're going through something, don't park there for long. Don't give yourself over to that self-deprecation, that beating of self. Like I said, make that call. Talk to someone. And you know, talk to yourself. Remember who you are and what you can do. We may not always control the outcome in terms of success in life or getting that thing that we want. Sometimes it does elude us. That's just a fact. Sometimes it does. But we can pick ourselves up, or we can dust ourselves off, and we can try again. Maybe we need to come from that thing from a different angle. There was a saying that I heard, and I don't know where I've heard it from, but I've heard it said, what's the best way to eat an elephant? I'm sorry if that offends anyone. It's just an example or analogy or symbolic. What's the best way to eat an elephant? And the answer is one bite at a time. Sometimes we, you know, bite off more than we can chew with our expectations. There's a difference in history where they talk about you have scrimmages, you have battles, then you have wars. And they all, you know, are different. They all have their little things, but they're not all the same. Some of us try to jump from one end like we're in the war. Just realize that sometimes it's the little steps in between that lead to the bigger thing. Meaning, like, you take the little thing and you work on that. And then you work on the next thing and you work on the next thing. Success is not always like, oh, I need to be a Grammy winning artist. I mean, that's just the way it's got to be. Okay, that's great. But what are all the things in between? Because if that's the only thing you think about, and that could be the only thing you think about, but there's 1,000 steps, 1,000,000 steps in between all of that. And you can look up any of those actors, any of those people out there. I'm just using it as an example to understand that it's a road. It's a journey. Everybody starts where they start. Sometimes you have to literally crumple up that piece of paper and toss that ideal out. You have nothing to do but look at somebody like a Thomas Edison, who I think they say has something like 1,000 different, you know, inventions, you know, but he kept going. Maybe I'm making too many, 100, 1,000, something like that. But he kept going. They weren't all successes, but the success was in the try. It's easy to get depressed. It's easy to, it's just a smooth road, slippery road. But I challenge you today to pull yourself back from that brink. Talk to people around you. Instead of being depressed about that thing, reimagine it. Use that creativity, use that drive, use that relentless spirit that's in you to reimagine a new way of getting to where you're going. Thank you so much for taking this time to listen. Again, if you're dealing with anything very serious depression, thoughts of any type of suicide, please reach out to the hotline, the National Suicide Hotline. Reach out to any doctor, your family members, friends, people who love and care for you. They don't want you to deal with that. And as human beings, we often deal with them. And sometimes we're able to come back. But if you find yourself in a dark place, don't stay there. Don't stay there. There is light at the end of that tunnel. I promise you, my friend. Remember that today is your day, no matter what day it is. Take care.